Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
The Prinsen family have been serving in Kampala, Uganda since 1996, and that's James and Cheryl and their children, Jennifer, Michelle, Kimberly, Stephen, and Joseph. And of course, Kampala is centrally located there in Uganda. And so they're not only reaching Ugandans, but they have people in their church from South Sudan, from the Congo, from Burundi, Rwanda, Eritrea, and Kenya. And that's often the case on the mission field, that you're reaching out not only people who are local people, but people who moved in from all around the world. Now, they write, "This year, the Lord has allowed us to minister to 198 children. We praise the Lord that 26 young people were saved. Our Bible college students helped to lead the Vacation Bible School. Cheryl and our daughters and some others helped as well. It's a blessing for Cheryl and me to see our children's desire to serve the Lord. Our boys also surprised us by coming in first place for their age groups in Bible memorization contest. It's wonderful to see our children not only growing up on the mission field, but also laboring together with us to reach others with the gospel. As Christians, I believe that we have a great responsibility and privilege to raise our children for our Lord. They're not only our heritage, but they're also our future pastors and missionaries and church leaders. We also appreciate your prayers for Jennifer. She's feeling better now, and she's back at Bible college. Well, we thank God for these missionaries and their families, and you can't separate the two. Mom and Dad are serving God, but the children serving side by side with them there in these various countries around the world. And we thank the Lord for what He's doing in countries like Uganda, where it's open to the gospel, where many people are responding and people are being saved. And of course, then the Prigens share with us some blessings and battles. They say the Lord is blessing with people being saved and baptized and in seeing more churches started. However, there are many battles that we face along the way. Please be praying for us and those we are ministering to as we work to especially help those in church leadership to develop more of a walk with our Lord. Many people have a love for our Lord, but they struggle spiritually because of culture and family and worldliness. You see, friends, Satan is the same all over the world, and he works and fights to keep people from getting saved. And if they do get saved, then he works to try to discourage them and dissuade them in God's service. And maybe you're listening to me today, and you're one of those who you know you're saved, but you're not really living for the Lord. And you're like these people there in Uganda who need to walk for the Lord and to grow spiritually. And then let me give you a prayer request concerning the Prigen family. They ask, would you please be praying for this church planning conference that will be held on the 11th of November. So that's just in a few days. We'll have missionaries and national pastors meeting together to see how we can work together to start more churches. Thank you for your faithful prayers and support. They have pictures here. I wish you could see them, of three who've been saved through door-to-door soul winning, and then a puppet show that the children were doing, and discipleship program. Well, the work of the ministry is varied, and God's given some fine people to not only take the gospel, but to teach the gospel in these countries around the world. And would you remember this week, especially pray for James and Cheryl Prigen and their family and the ministry God's given them there in the capital city of Uganda.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.